All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Friday, May 7th. With me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. So, Mark, this morning, all eyes were on the jobs report.
Yes, yes, big report telling us about the jobs for April. And a wild miss. It was a bit surprising, definitely different than forecast. The numbers were much lower. So average earnings were up actually 0.7%, but only 266,000 non-farm jobs added versus 990,000 expected. So that was a pretty big miss there, Marcus.
Huge miss. Also, the unemployment rate going up again. I mean, it was down at 6.0. Everybody expected that now it goes down below 6%, that it goes to 5.8, and it came in at 6.1 this morning. So yeah, huge miss here. So let's see, what is the market's reaction to this? I mean, huge miss, you would expect the markets to go down, obviously, right?
In theory, yeah. This is where it gets a little tricky, because sometimes good news is bad news and sometimes bad news is good news. And this is where there are so many factors, you know, interplaying within each other, because we know that the Fed is looking to keep rates at zero, basically keep that policy in effect. But then jobs in a strong economy is going to have an impact on that. So traders are reading into that, and markets, interesting reaction. Is that the E-mini NASDAQ?
No, that's the E-mini NASDAQ. I'm trying to zoom in here somehow. Can't do it right now, but yeah, NASDAQ up 1.3%. So the initial reaction here, definitely higher. Let me just switch to a daily chart. This is where we see it. So here, these are the futures, overnight futures, and NASDAQ right now up 1.3%. So yeah, is this kind of like bad news is good news?
Exactly, and it really comes down to interest rates, right? In fact, the 10-year yield dropped on the news, and then the NASDAQ went higher, because the idea is that if the interest rates are lower, that is good for tech stocks and growth stocks. If interest rates are higher, it could hurt future earnings. So the NASDAQ shot up on the news, and the Dow actually tanked on the news.
Yeah, this is where it goes back, right? I mean, who is benefiting most from low interest rates? It's all these growth stocks, right? And this is the NASDAQ. And we have seen this over and over. As interest rates are going down, NASDAQ is just skyrocketing. So these are here the 10-year notes. That I've up, and I said, yeah, they dipped on the news, and there we go.
So today we could see a little shift into tech growth stocks out of the value stocks, the old Dow blue chip stocks, and we'll see if there's that follow through throughout the day. But at least that's how it's looking going into the open.
Yeah, everybody who got hammered yesterday, for example, Tesla here, down 1.1% yesterday, up right now 1%, right? I mean, exactly. Probably see the same with some others. If you look at Facebook, well, Facebook was up yesterday anyhow, but they're up pre-market 1.4%. So yeah, this was the big one for the week. This is what everybody has been waiting for. Now that this is out of the way and the market's reaction initially is positive, but we also have, we also have quite a few earnings that are still coming out. So AMC, one of the meme stocks, reported earnings, and they are saying, actually, they said a favorable environment for moving going. So I don't know, they're not moving a whole lot, up 2.1%. So not much happening there. What else did you see who is reporting earnings? What's moving the markets?
PayPal reported after the bell yesterday. They reported the symbol PYPL. And they reported better than expected earnings and revenue. And I saw that their active accounts, they have 392 million active accounts, and it's an increase of 21% year over year. So the pandemic actually has helped PayPal. I thought it was interesting, because I know that, you know, PayPal had been the key way for eBay to conduct payments, or when you're buying and selling on eBay, and eBay kind of got away from PayPal, but it seems like in the pandemic environment and also post-pandemic, PayPal's doing okay with their business.
Yeah, it seems so. And also, doesn't PayPal own Venmo?
Yes,
Right?
and that's
I mean,
been taken
Venmo,
off too.
everybody's using Venmo. I mean, my kids are using Venmo for all sorts of transactions, right? I mean, you're going out, one person is paying for dinner, and then everybody is Venmoing, right? So Venmo is the big deal, and PayPal owns Venmo. Yeah,
And that
absolutely.
was good for them to tap into a younger market too, because I know that it's definitely popular with a younger crowd, and you know, for the example that you just mentioned, that's a perfect way to use it.
Yeah. Beyond Meat also reported earnings, and they are not doing well at all in this pandemic because, I mean, they need the restaurants. So they have been slumping down, and they just basically said, yeah, well, we still have all these lockdown pressures. So pre-market, they are down almost 8% here. So Beyond Meat not having a good quarter, as it
Yeah,
seems. I mean, looking at the stock price here.
this one's a tough one. I always thought it got overhyped. You know, I think there's a place for Beyond Meat, but it just took off too quick. And we've talked about the 50% IPO drop, right? As an idea for trading. I know this isn't earnings related, but look at Coin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, Beyond Meat had that huge rally. I mean, Uber had this huge rally, dropped 50% after its IPO. Lyft dropped 50% after its IPO. It will be interesting to see where Coin goes because they're reporting their first financials on May 13th after the close, and not quite down 50%, but I think this is a perfect case to, you know, sometimes avoid the hype and then buy after a 50% drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's coming up next week. This will be an interesting one. Now, hey, since we talked about Beyond Meat, Kellogg, on the other hand, I mean, everybody's eating cereals here, it seems, right?
I
I
guess
mean,
so.
they had a big jump yesterday, 7%, as we can see here. So they said, you know what? We are actually raising our outlook for 2020, and this is always what investors want to hear. That company said, you know what? We are doing better than we thought we would.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Good deal. Another one that reported Square, SQ. Last I looked, they were up over 5% pre-market.
Oh, yeah, they
They
are.
reported revenue just over $5 billion. Analyst expectations were $3.37 billion. So, I mean, up 5% pre-market is nice, but what do you got to do to, you know, impress people? I would say that an extra 1.37 billion is a good thing,
Yeah, absolutely.
or 1.6.
Gotta talk about Peloton. Peloton also had
Yeah.
their earnings report. They are up, and so Peloton has been hammered over the past few days because they had the recall of their treadmills after
Yep.
their safety concerns for small kids and pets, and so they have been hammered. And everybody was wondering, okay, what is happening here? So what? How will this impact earnings? And they said, you know what? Yeah, this is only a short-term hiccup, or don't know about a short-term hiccup, but they sold it believably because they are up this morning pre-market 5%.
Well, you know what, Marcus? After the bell, after they reported earnings, it looked like they were down yesterday. And part of the concern was it sounded like, I didn't look into the earnings call at all, but from what I read, it sounded like they did not address the recall in the earnings call. And so that kind of pissed off investors. But then 30 minutes after the call, they made a statement saying that it will lower Q4 sales by 165 million. So I think it flip-flopped. They didn't address it. People were worried after hours. And then by addressing it, that's what people wanted to hear. Like, what does this mean, right? And
Right.
it sounds like making that statement helped.
Yeah. Hey, one company that surprised me is Roku. So Roku actually said that they were doubling gross profits, and so pre-market they're up 11%. I didn't even know that they were still alive. I mean, why would you have a Roku when you have Apple TV and Amazon Fire Sticks? I mean, Roku has been an amazing company in the very beginning. They were one of the first who had the little box that you could have, right, where you could stream. But then, I mean, with Apple coming in with the Amazon Fire Stick, I mean, with all of the other, and now you have the streaming on demand, you have everything built into TVs. I mean, you have Netflix built into TVs, YouTube, Disney Plus, and all this. I mean, I'm just super surprised that they are still hanging in there somehow.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed on this one.
Okay, anyhow, yep, they are still hanging in there. Okay, so one of the things, it's the IP for vaccines. I mean, they're still in the news. So IP protection for Johnson and Johnson, Moderna, for example, and others. Right, so this is where we saw actually, the downslide here because the US said, yeah, you know what, there shouldn't be any IP protection. And this is where Pfizer went down, Moderna went down, I mean, all of these. But now in Germany, German Chancellor Angela Merkel actually said, no. The problem is not IP, the problem is production capacity and quality insurance. Well, what do you think about this? So is it really, do we need to make, do these companies who have worked hard to invest millions and I don't know how much money in there into their IP, do they need to really make it public domain?
You know, this is actually what I mentioned yesterday. It's, you know, the IP issue. I think that's a tricky one, right? Because you have these companies who have put so much money into creating a vaccine, and they should be rewarded, and they are being rewarded. They're making money off of it for sure. You know, but at the same time, this situation might be a little different. But I think that the bottom line is the production issue, right? It's not so much about intellectual property right now. It's that they need to ramp up production. That they're having a bottleneck there. It's not necessarily with that intellectual property. So I don't know. I go back and forth on this one because I think that sometimes you have to do things for the greater good. But I truly believe in business and business being able to make investments and profit from it, right? So this one's a tricky one.
All right. Well, we'll see. This will be a super interesting day today, especially since there's the strong reaction here to the jobs report. I'm just taking a one final look here, really quick, to see where the Nasdaq. Yeah, it's still hanging in there. We're still doing really, really well. So this would be awesome. Hey, this just shows trade what you see, not what you think. Anyhow, hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, click on like, subscribe to the video. This way you get notified whenever we go live again. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you very soon.
Happy trading, everyone.